I got a huge problem with this story from Fox 4, not because of Fox 4. A Kansas City man has been sentenced in a 2021 Facebook marketplace, quote, deal that turned deadly. This is the woman we have talked about over and over again. This case got on this program. She went to a BP gas station parking lot, thought it would be safe. She had a PlayStation to sell.
Yeah, I remember. She posted, she
was selling it for like $200. And then three idiots show up with a gun and try to strong arm it away from her, shoot her, and kill her.
Did she die?
She died. This is one of a handful of cases, you guys, that we always highlight when we are telling you it is no longer safe to meet up, I do not think, for Facebook Marketplace stuff unless you are meeting at a secured police station slot.
Or send your daughter to Lawrence.
Except that one time I did tell my girls to go pick up something for Jack and Lawrence. Never again. Listen to the update. A Kansas City man has been sentenced to prison for his role in a robbery-turned-deadly shooting in August of 2021. 24-year-old Latrell Golston pleaded guilty to one count of attempted first-degree robbery on Friday. He was sentenced to 5 years in the Missouri Department of Corrections. Before that, he was facing a charge of second-degree murder.
Yeah, what happened to the murder
charge? After the woman, 27-year-old Randy Smith, was shot and killed in the attempted robbery over a PlayStation. The two other suspects, his brother, boy, their mom has to be proud, and another friend, Karan Black, are also charged with second-degree murder. According to court records, this is what I want people to pay attention to. It was 8 a.m. You are not safe meeting strangers to sell something, specifically electronics. That's always when people get shot. I don't know why. 8 a.m., August 23rd, 2021, at Independence Avenue and Garfield Avenue when police got there. They thought it was a shooting and a car crash because when she was shot,
the
car was still in drive. So she had wounds to her wrist and chest, pronounced dead at the scene.
Where did the second-degree murder charge go?
Investigators revealed that before the crash, Smith had been at the BP gas station to meet a potential buyer for a PlayStation 4 that she had listed on Facebook Marketplace. According to court records, surveillance video showed Smith parking at the gas station with Raynell and Black approaching the car. As she opened the door to, like, greet them, hey, I'm her, here's the PlayStation, she and one of the men began to struggle. At the same time, a second man walked to the passenger side, started firing into her front windshield.
Oh, my God.
The story does not say at what point it went from you're just charged with murder and robbery to now just robbery. 5 years? They should all go to prison for the rest of their lives.
I don't disagree with that. Maybe the argument is he wasn't the one who fired the shot.
It shouldn't matter.
It doesn't matter. If you all commit a bank robbery and one of you shoots a teller behind the desk, you're all charged with murder.
Court records say that detectives later found Facebook messages that linked the men to the crime. And when questioned, Black told police he knew they were planning on robbing her. Raynell told police he did something stupid because he was scared. Surveillance video shows them all there.
Well, then he should go to prison for the rest of his life.
Yeah, I am just 5 years. They all went there at 8:30 in the morning.
With the express purpose
of robbing her with a gun.
And then she died.
I cannot say enough.
That's a murder.
Do not meet anyone ever under any circumstance if it is not a police station. It is always the robbery over the cell phone, the gaming systems, and laptops.
Specifically if it's electronics.
It is always electronics, Scott, when these things turn south.
But gang, here's what I don't understand.
You're not getting shot over baby clothing. You know what I'm saying?
I understand, but why is it thought, and this is not a, and I use the word indictment loosely, not literally, why is it acceptable to do these exchanges in a police parking lot?
Because the police know there have been so many of these robberies and some deaths that they have specific lanes now that say for marketplace transactions.
But do the police come outside and monitor the transaction?
There are cameras pointed at the
There also was at this Quick Trip.
But if you say to somebody, Scott, yeah, I'll sell you a PlayStation for $200. You're going to meet me in the parking lot of the Leawood Police Station, and they are ne'er-do-wells. They are going to drop you like a hot rock. They're going to say, never mind, I'm no longer interested.
Sam?
I've always disagreed with the point that you should do it at a police station because police officers, most of the time, are not at a police station.
Yeah, they're in their cars out in neighborhoods.
What I'm saying, Sam, is that the gunman that knows they are specifically going to rob you, they are never going to agree to meet you at a police station. They know that they're armed. They're probably felons with weapons. They're going to just say, you know what, never mind. And they're going to go find another victim. I hate to say it.
Yeah, but I go back to what Sam just said. You're probably more likely, and again, this is not an indictment on the police, you are probably more likely to find a police officer at a Quick Trip than you are at the police station.
I guarantee you she met them at 8 a.m. at a BP gas station because she thought there's no way I'm going to get robbed at 8 in the morning.
8 o'clock in the
morning. That's like high traffic time of day.
She went to BP.
Oh, it's so sad. It's so sad, and it makes me crazy, and 5 years is not enough.
I always do QT parking lots. There's always at least 20 other people around.
I don't think
there were people around there when she was shot, Sam, at 8 in the morning?
I absolutely refuse to sell or buy anything on Facebook Marketplace. I've never done it. I've never even looked at it. A, I don't want your junk.
We are.
And B, I'm not getting killed for it.
I'll tell you this. We are throwing the pink crapper in the trash.
Okay, so what people don't know is when you and Johnny bought this house, the master bathroom was not just pink, it was all pink.
Floor
everything was
to
pink.
Ceiling.
Including the toilet.
Yep.
And you're throwing it where?
It's not worth it. We're just throwing it out. We're throwing it in the trash.
Good.
Because it's not worth the trouble to make $200 to me to have
some. Who's going to pay $200 for a pink toilet?
People wanted that pink toilet, pink sink, pink bathtub. It's going in the dump. Sorry.
Why don't you know where nobody ever gets shot is at a garage sale.
You want me to have a garage sale featuring a pink toilet and a pink sink?
Mm-hmm.
No. Landfill we go.
Okay. All right. Oh, whatever happened to the rug that the dead body was wrapped up in?
They're still working on it.
They're what?
They're still trying to get the smell out. I swear to God.
It's been 2 weeks.
I just got a text 2 nights ago. They're still working on it.
You ruined that thing.
I didn't ruin it.
You put water in it.
I purchased it ruined and then tried to, what do you call that thing?
Power wash.
Tried to power wash it. They're trying.
Where is the rug?
At the company that is trying to get the smell out.
So the company now stinks like the rug.
I think they have a warehouse. I don't know.
They can't get the stink. Why don't
Here's
you just
you.
Put them
Do
out
not
of their misery?
Ever
put them out of their misery.
Buy a rug on Facebook Marketplace under any circumstance.
You could have gone to Nebraska Furniture Mart or the Furniture Mall of Kansas.
Easily.
And Oh, yeah.
Is that rug clean? Oh, yeah. Easily. I told him the other day, please just throw it out. And he said, no. Now I've got this, like, thing. Now it's become a thing.
By the way, Dana, don't throw that toilet away. You can donate it to Habitat for Humanity.
Thank you. I will donate it to Habitat because they'll come pick it up.
We're getting a number of people who are saying, give the toilet to Habitat.
Okay. That I will do.
Or to Restore. I think it's kind of the same.
Habitat Restore. Okay.
913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.